It's been said on several occasions that the only certainties in life are taxes and death. Quite relevant, I'm talking to Rob Beale from Morris Owen. Not so much about the side of death, but more about taxes, because obviously Rob runs an accountancy firm. Rob, there does seem to be an awful lot of change going on in and around, not just Swindon, but in the way that we live. The high street's changing, we're shopping more online. What are the certainties you think go forward? What are the things that we are used to that you think are going to still be in place going forwards?
I guess the reality is that if you look at certain factors, for example, how people want to spend their leisure time, they're still going to want to socialise, they still want to go out to restaurants, they're still going to want to spend time with each other and do activities like that. I wonder whether some of the change that we're seeing, for example, shopping going more and more online, in due course, we're going to sit back and sort of reflect that actually what that's done is it then killed a lot of high streets, and we're going to start to miss what we've actually lost, if you like. And I do wonder whether, like most things in life, it tends to go in cycles, whether what we're going to start to see over the next 10 years is a realisation of we need to get back to high street shopping, albeit it won't be what it was before. It may be more centred on sort of commercial centres as opposed to the main high street in the middle of a town or something like that. And so I guess, depending upon what you're looking at, if it's housing, well, the reality is housing is going to continue. The demand is there. The need for it is going to be there. That's going to continue like it always has. But I think other things, we're just going to see a re-evaluation of where we've got to because of the step changes. And a lot of those step changes happened because of COVID. And we made massive changes to our lifestyles. We've sort of lived with those changes for a period of time. But you do get to the point, for example, I mean, people complain about Swindon Town Centre and have done for many, many years. But we're going to get to the point, not that too far in the future, with, you know, more shops shutting, where you actually go, well, I've got nowhere to go anymore. And there's going to start to be a demand to actually return to, I need a local shop.
Absolutely. I went to Burford the other day. I hadn't been to Burford for quite some time. And Burford is just about shops. Okay, it's beautiful high street, you know, lovely view, but it's all about shops. And that's what you do. You know, you have a coffee, there's a little museum. But if those shops went, Burford wouldn't, there'd be no point to Burford anymore. You know, no one would go to Burford, whilst at the moment there's lots and lots of American tourists. So I appreciate it's kind of like that chicken and egg, but we could do with breaking the cycle, couldn't we? Somehow breaking the cycle. And one of those things that might lead to that maybe is the way the climate's changing. So when you're abroad, we walk down streets because we sit out and have coffee on the streets. I mean, if the way that the world is changing, and I appreciate we're getting a lot of rain at the moment, so it doesn't work. But I mean, if it is slightly warmer, maybe that will change our activities. I'm thinking a bit deeper, really, about, you know, how the seasons are changing, and are the way that clearly, you know, our ancestors would have, you know, all around farming and how the land worked, and therefore in the winter would you know, just hanker down. Now we're finding that seasons are homogenizing, and it's not unreasonable even for this time of year to have temperatures in the 20s, for example. So are you seeing that? And do you think that will happen? Do you think that will change the way that businesses operate with maybe, you know, different seasons and different weather?
Yeah, I think it has to, because at the end of the day, some businesses are seasonal, but as those seasons change, their business model has to change to accompany that. And I guess we will continue, unfortunately, to see the seasons getting longer or the sort of the warmer weather getting longer. The reason behind it is bad news, but for a lot of people, the idea of actually being able to sit outside a restaurant on a, you know, October evening or something, maybe with something just to keep them warm, actually becomes quite pleasant. And therefore there are opportunities for sort of the hospitality businesses to try and tap into that. As you say, a bit more of the cafe culture.
Indeed. That leads me on then to kind of the final point we talk about, which is the social side of it. So if you think of, or probably our parents' generations, where the local pub was far more important in a village on a street, you know, every street had a pub, and certainly for working class folk that would have made up a lot of Swindon, you know, for the both men and women to go to the pub frequently was very much in vogue. Of course, nowadays, you know, pubs are closing, still closing at a very fast rate. And the way that we socialise is very, very different, isn't it? And I do wonder with younger generations, with the virtual side of things, and even, you know, you've only got to sit, a classic would be, you and I both talked about flying of late. You're sitting in an airport and virtually everybody in the airport lounge areas are on the phones. They're all looking at the mobile phones. What my family will come round and my children will visit us and they will sit on their phones. Okay, they're not all the time, but it would be interesting to map, you know, if they visited for 2 hours, they're probably on their phone for maybe half of that time. And it's what we do. We can't not look at our phone every 10 minutes, can we? It's very, very difficult not to for the majority of people.
No, I think you're right, but it concerns me about mental health and mental well-being and all of those types of things. I'm a great believer that sitting and talking to people face to face is so much healthier than sitting on your phone and looking at, you know, websites or apps and all of that type of stuff that can give you a very disjointed view of what the world looks like. I mean, it was fascinating. I recently went away for a long weekend with my two youngest. And yeah, okay, they looked at their phone occasionally, but most of the time we spent was chatting, and it was probably the nicest weekend I've had with them for God knows how long, because we were a family for a change.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's the internet is a very powerful thing, and there's lots of benefits to it. But I think, as we've spoken before, there's that very, very defined line, really, that, you know, too much of online virtual world is not healthy, is it?
Well, I think the problem is generationally, I can look on the web and I can look at something and make a decision as to whether it's real or whether it's fake. I can look on Facebook and someone's showing off about this, that and the other, and it's like, yeah, okay, I can make a judgment call on that. But there is a generation where they sit there and they start to believe everything they see. And I think that's where it becomes very unhealthy, because there's almost this fear of missing out, or they've got this and I haven't, therefore my world's rubbish. And the reality is, yeah, they might not really have what it looks like. And, you know, actually, you're doing pretty good. And that's where the mental well-being comes in, I think.
Does indeed. Rob Beale from Morrison, thanks very much for those thoughts.
Thank you.